Now it is my pleasure to introduce to you Captain J. M. McDowell, Superintendent of the United States Naval Observatory. Captain McDowell.
Mr. Thompson, ladies and gentlemen, as Superintendent of the U.S. Naval Observatory, it gives myself and Dr. Hall great pleasure to be with you for the dedication of this PZT. We at our observatory feel privileged to have had a part in a joint program with the Dominion Observatory in the development and construction of two photographic Zenith tubes. This day is also of particular significance to me. After 34 years in our naval service, I find myself in the blue uniform for the last time, as I have to retire on 1 July. Of a more personal nature, my own mother was born in Canada, and so I never hesitate to accept an invitation to come to your fine country, as I'm obviously very biased and partial to her people. With your permission, I'd like to comment on a few historical points. Much progress has been made since PZT number 1 was designed in 1911 by Dr. Frank Ross. This was an improvement on an earlier instrument designed about 1850 by Sir George Airy while he was Astronomer Royal. The Ross PZT was placed in operation at the Naval Observatory in Washington in October 1915 for observing variation in latitude. Later it was proved that it could also be used to determine time. After a number of experiments, observations for time were begun in 1934. An improved model, let's call it PZT number 2, designed by Dr. William Markovich, who I am particularly happy to see with us, as he had worked for me at our fine installation, and Mr. Paul Sollenberger, was constructed by the U.S. Naval Observatory Instrument Shop and placed in operation in Richmond, Florida, which is just south of Miami, in the year 1949. The advantages of the PZT for accurate determination of time and latitude simultaneously soon became evident. The Dominion Observatory became interested in constructing a PZT, and we welcomed visits from its staff to study our instrument. As Mr. Thompson told us in his opening remarks, the instrument, which is before us today, was built by the Dominion Observatory and placed in operation in Ottawa. When astronomers began to see the necessity of making concurrent observations for time and latitude in chains of two or more stations located on nearly the same parallel of latitude, the U.S. Naval Observatory entered into such observations in conjunction with the Matsuzawa, I'm not sure of this pronunciation, International Latitude Observatory in Japan. The Dominion Observatory and the Royal Observatory also decided to establish joint observations, and another PZT was required for Canada. In 1964, when Mr. Thompson learned that the U.S. Naval Observatory was going to build a PZT for use in the Southern Hemisphere, he suggested that the two be built simultaneously, for obvious reasons, to conserve on money. Dr. Markovich, then our director of the Time Division, began designing a simplified PZT. The Dominion Observatory concurred in the design. The two instruments were built by the U.S. Naval Observatory Instrument Shop. Upon completion in April 67, the instrument was designated PZT number 5 and shipped to Ottawa, where it is now presently in operation. I'd like to say, inject here, that this other instrument that we've built for use in Argentina is already shipped, and we should have a ceremony like this in Argentina about a month from now. I'm sure this PZ-2, which will be operated in conjunction with the one at Hurstman Sol, will provide astronomical results of the highest value. The U.S. Naval Observatory is proud to assist in this joint program. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Thompson, inviting Dr. Hall and myself to participate in this memorial occasion.
Captain McDowell, as a slight memento and a thank you to yourself from the Astronomical Society of Canada, a memento of this occasion, I wish to take it with you. It is our centennial publication, Astronomy in Canada.